So we're going to keep things a little more casual tonight because we are in a living room. And but I always like to try to kick things off with a Nerdalogs member when we do an away show. And tonight I'm the only one here, so you're going to get a story from me. Yeah. So it's going to be a little loosey-goosey. I do want to say real quick, I did a tour last year, and there's like probably double the amount of people here as there were at some of our tour stops. So thank you. Brian's living room. Yeah, all right. Cool. So Thunderdome obviously makes me think of battle. I mean, actually, I haven't seen the movie, but I assume it's like this gladiatorial arena. Is that right? Yeah. So, okay, I know. I'm so sorry. It makes me think of battle. It makes me think of fighting and war and all that fun stuff. And related to that, this week, this quote popped in my head. You guys have probably heard that history is written by the victors. Often attributed to Churchill, possibly it was Machiavelli. I don't know. Google was very unhelpful on this subject. It could be eons old. Who knows? There's another less well-known quote. It's so not well-known that I don't remember how it's phrased and thus couldn't source it. I don't know. Maybe it's from Hamilton or something. But something about, you know, we have to be conscious of who is telling the stories, who's writing the narratives, who's telling our stories. So I'm going to tell you guys a story about this dude, Dan, that I met this week. Dan is a really talented poet from England who happened to be in town for 10 days doing some festivals out here. And he is a friend of my friend Liz. And she connected us on Facebook and was like, hey, you should hang out with Dan when he's out there. I bet he'd really enjoy your company. You could show him around. So I did. Dan was incredibly brilliant, and we had this really great conversation that made me put things in perspective that I never thought about before. Because, you know, even though this is a little hacky, we started talking about the differences between England and America. I felt bad at first for going down that road, because it seems like might as well just talk about the goddamn weather or something. But something that came up was just this idea that, you know, in Europe you have all of this history around you, all these buildings and architecture that you just don't see in America, like other than maybe even Boston, but there's nothing older than like 200. Yeah, Boston! We're in Chicago, by the way, listeners. Nothing older than like 250, 300 years architecture-wise. But Dan blew my mind with where he took that conversation, which I never thought about before. He said, also, America is the first major country to have the printing press available for its whole time in existence, right? Has anyone ever thought about that before? Because that's crazy. So we're the first country that's been able to tell our own story and like record it from the very beginning of our history. Not the first ever country, but like the first world power. Because that wasn't possible in the UK and Russia, China, India. None of that. There, you couldn't mass produce text, but with America, you always could. And that's so interesting to me because we are a country that seems so obsessed with our history, with our narrative. Like, you don't have to look too far in the news to see people who almost fetishize the initial text of our founding, right? What would the founding fathers do? No other country on our scale has been able to set that down in stone so people can go back and fetishize. No one says, like, what would the original Britons have done when they came over to this land and fought off the Vikings and stuff? Like, that's just not a thing in the UK. They probably wouldn't have been that into, you know, rights for women and people of color either, but that doesn't matter because they didn't ever write down in journals how they felt about things. So that really blew my mind. And I want to use that also to talk about kind of how we tell our own stories and how we tell other people's stories. And I'm going to get meta, so I hope you'll forgive me, but we are at a storytelling show. And I was thinking about kind of all the stories I've told on this show. And the first story I ever told on this show was actually about the person who connected Dan and myself. It was about my friend Liz. Once upon a time, 7 years ago when this show started, and I'm banking on the fact that Liz doesn't listen to this, by the way. If you do, Liz, I think you'll understand. Once upon a time, we weren't quite as close because we had like a very intense, and this is all in the story I told in the first episode, we had a very intense like summer flirtation, and then she moved to England and just kind of was like, all right, peace, I'm not that interested, I can't do this, see ya. And it really like broke my heart. And so I told a story about that. But in the context of what Dan said, I was thinking about like, I told her story, and I think this is something probably all of us who take a mic are guilty of. Like, we tell other people's stories And maybe, I don't know, like, we have to be careful about how we tell them, right? In the same way that, like, America, we do have this history, this text history, but we haven't always been the greatest about telling the stories of the marginalized in America, and that's something I think we're learning to do, but certainly not quickly enough. I'm not saying that, like, Liz is a marginalized person or I, like, took away her rights in telling the story, but I think there's, like, an interesting parallel there. And so I just wanted to kind of ponder on what it means to tell other people's stories, and then to give me the perfect button to my musings literally an hour ago. Like, I couldn't have planned this better. She messaged me on Facebook to say, hey, Dan and I played D&D today, right? And you were in the game. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, he based a character on you after meeting you. So let me tell you what Liz said about Eric Thorncracker. I think that was the name. Where are we? Yeah, Eric Thorncracker. He is an agent of the Lord's Alliance, trying to spread good through strength and stability. He's an older dwarf, impressive beard, diplomatic as fuck. And so what Liz did while I was sitting outlining what I wanted to talk about and what's been on my mind, she messaged me telling me that she told a story about me in a collaborative storytelling game, which is, like, so fucking meta and weird and, like, Ouroboros, like, the snake eating its own tail. And that's great. Like, I'm glad that she got to tell that story. I'm telling this story now, hopefully, as, like, an apology for the story in the first episode. Like, we're tight now. Everything's cool. She introduced me to her very cool friend, Dan, who taught me a lot about the world. It's great. That turned out well. And I guess I just want to end this by saying that, like, I hope, not that any of you guys are guilty of this, but I hope we're all conscious of the stories we tell about other people and what, because when we're up here, you know, we're the ones writing the narrative. And just as the country is learning to write the narratives of people maybe it's done injustice to before, we all have to be conscious of how we write the narratives, not just of ourselves, but of other people's. But really what I wanted to say is that since history is written by the victors, guys, if you come up here tonight, you're a winner. We're all winners. Am I right? So that's what I wanted to say about that. And with no further ado, let me introduce our first real storyteller.